Find other great podcasts like this one at podmoth.network.
Hello! Welcome to BSP Believer Skeptic Podcast.
The commercial where two idiots debate weird phenomena.
I'm Chris, I'm the believer.
I'm Cody, I'm the skeptic.
We are an LGBTQ paranormal comedy podcast.
And proud members of the Podmoth Network.
So, did you know there's a creature in Japan called a kappa that tries to suck a bejeweled life force out of Uranus?
I did not, and I'm not even going to try debunking that. Instead, I volunteer as tribute.
Okay, so if you like your podcast a little spooky, a little mysterious, a lot gay, do we have the show for you?
Just listen and subscribe to BSP Believer Skeptic Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And for more content, search BSPodPHX on social media or visit BSPodPHX.com.
Bye! Bye.
What? Hello, friends, and welcome to this episode of the... Wait, how does this go? Hello, friends, my name is Taya.
My name's Sammy.
And welcome to this episode of the Offbeat Room Podcast. Guys, it's been a day, all right? I'm going to need you to just pretend that didn't happen. Am I going to edit it out? No, because it was funny, and I don't really care. But anyway, bear with me. Hi. Oh, brought to you by the Pop Month Network. Okay. I think I got all of it now.
Yeah. You're good.
Yes. All right. I think we should just get into it.
Yeah.
Let's just do it. All right.
Let's just do it.
It's been a hot minute since I've done a research segment. Maybe that's a good thing. No, I'm kidding. I'm actually pretty excited about this. I've had this idea for a while. That is my English homework, not what I was looking for. I've had this idea for a while to do a little bit of, like, how do I describe it? Kind of like an extended, like, series type thing, but, like, not. Basically, I have a topic that I've wanted to talk about in, like, a research segment for a while. But it's definitely more than I can fit into, like, one, probably more than, like, two or three. So it's going to be a little bit of, like, a recurring research segment for me. Ooh. Not, like, every time I do a research segment. I'll break it up a little bit. But it's something we're going to kind of visit and come back to and look at some different areas of. So welcome to the segment that answers the question that not a lot of people are asking, but I'm asking. What the heck is astrology? So, we're going to be learning about astrology. There's a lot going on there.
This is great, because I know nothing.
Well, yeah, and I don't know a lot either. I know astrology is kind of a funky topic, because some people, like, really believe in it. Some people are like, that's complete BS, and, like, I don't know, everyone kind of has different opinions on it, so I'm purely taking this from a facts-based standpoint, if you can call this facts. I don't really know. I don't really necessarily believe or totally not believe it. So this is coming from as much of a neutral standpoint as I could get. And warning, I always say this because I don't want people to get mad at me. I don't know what I'm talking about. All right. This is all from the internet. It's like an educated guess, basically. Don't take anything I say too seriously. You're welcome to visit the sources that I use. They'll be in the show notes. Do your own research. Do whatever you want. I'm just here for the vibes. So, before we get into the specific astrology topic today, because it's the first one, let's just answer the essential question, what the heck does astrology even mean? So, astrology is a type of divination. I think that's how you say that?
Sure.
Divination? I don't know. I'm going to say divination. That involves the forecasting of earthly and human events through the observation and interpretation of the fixed stars, the sun, the moon, and the planets. So it's basically like a commonly used way to predict events that can happen in a person's life or in nature. Like when you see, like, your horoscope and it's like, you're going to get a boyfriend. It's like that, you know?
Sure. No.
No. Okay. Well, you don't have to. Someone will know. Anyway, so for the first installment, I thought we could talk a little bit today about one of the first things that always comes to people's mind when they hear astrology. What do you think? I want to see if you know what it is.
Libra. That's what I am.
What is Libra?
I don't know. I just know it's the scales.
What is a Libra?
It's my birthday.
No, you okay. Zodiac signs.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, maybe she'll get it, and then you didn't. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain what zodiac signs are based off of and what they mean, and then we'll talk about that. So in order to understand the zodiac signs, I thought it might be good to get a little bit of like background on what the zodiac even is, because
I was going to say, I also would like to know, like, how did like people from way, way, way back who didn't have telescopes get all this?
Well, that I don't know, so don't ask me that question. This is a very basic understanding. But also, telescopes are old as fuck. Know that. Okay. Like, the guy who made up, like, the geocentric Earth and stuff, like, geocentric theories and stuff like that, like, they used telescopes for all of that.
Well, but Galileo, and, like, he improved... He didn't invent the telescope, but he, like, improved on it. So
yeah, he improved on it, and he's old as fuck, so telescopes are mad old.
No, I mean, like... way, way, way back. Mm-hmm. Like,
so they had telescopes.
Aristotle? I want to say Aristotle, but I'm guessing
I don't
that's
think
not
it
right.
was Aristotle. I bet it was Dante.
Oh, yeah.
Dante. That's a joke. That's a joke. We're reading the Inferno in English right now. So I'm probably going to make a lot of Inferno references for the next couple months. Just pretend I'm not. All right. So anyway, I didn't really know what zodiac meant.
Me neither.
Man, it's a thing. Oh, zodiac's like a thing. So, in the most simple and moderately uneducated terms I could wrap my tiny little pea brain around, the zodiac is believed to be a circle around the... eclectic is not the word. Where did that come from? Hold on. Basically, the path of the sun. It's... the path that the sun travels. It's not eclectic.
The sun travels a path?
Yeah.
Are you
what
sure?
What did you think the sun was doing up
no,
there?
No, I thought it sits there and everything else goes around it.
No, I don't think so. According to at least what this belief is, I could be wrong. Let's see.
Because, like,
does
it's,
the
it's
sun
the biggest
move?
Point of gravity, so everything
that
else
doesn't
should
mean
be...
it can't move. Yeah, the sun moves.
Really?
Yes. The sun does move in space. The sun and the entire solar system revolved around the center of the galaxy.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. The
but
sun has a path
like,
that it travels.
No. Like, yeah, the solar system. But, I mean, like, the sun doesn't do a little spin every day. I mean, I don't know.
Well, it doesn't rotate like the Earth.
Now I need to look at the sun. Not look at the sun. That's bad for your eyes.
I think you should look at it on a solar eclipse. Anyway, I'm kidding. The sun moves. It orbits.
Sure.
It orbits the center of the galaxy.
That's something that I
wish I
knew.
Because there's other things in our galaxy.
Well, yeah. No, I meant like on a solar systemic level.
Everything in our solar system revolves around the sun.
No.
But then the sun revolves. It's kind of like how the Earth revolves around the sun, but the moon revolves around the Earth.
Right.
Like the Earth revolves around the sun, but the sun revolves around the center of the galaxy.
But the sun doesn't spin in a little circle.
Yeah, it probably does.
It spins in a big circle, but it doesn't
does.
Like...
Are you asking if it rotates or if it revolves?
I mean, if it
the
like...
sun revolves.
Meow.
Does the sun... this is getting... okay. Does the sun rotate? Yeah. Once every about 27 days. It does everything you think it doesn't do. Not only does it revolve, but it also does rotate approximately once every February length duration of time. I don't know why I could have just said less than a month, but anyway, the sun moves. So now that we've gotten that cleared up, the zodiac is believed to be a circle around the path that the sun travels, now that we've established that the sun travels in a path. And besides the sun, the moon and other planets within our solar system are also inside of the zodiac. So the zodiac or astrological signs each take up approximately 1/12 or 30 degrees of the total zodiac circle. Spoiler alert, there are 12 zodiac signs. Now, I do think it's important to note that this belief doesn't really line up with modern beliefs of, like, how the solar system and the galaxy and shit work, because a lot of it is based off of geocentric beliefs. We now know that...
Heliocentric.
Yes. So, just keep that in mind. And, yeah, But that's like what they went off of when they first were doing it.
And you know what? Like, good for them, you know?
They were really doing their best.
They didn't know a whole lot back then. I mean, did they, like, kill off the people who tried to tell them differently? Yes, but...
Maybe not so cute. Maybe not so cool. We don't agree with that on the Offbeat Worm podcast.
In general, like...
But, like, they were trying.
It was a theory, like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. They were going off of what they had.
People still
then,
believe in it, so they had some sort of
people
something.
People believe in crazier things. So, anyway, it doesn't really line up with modern beliefs of what the organization of space is, because the constellations that the Zodiac is based on, how, like, each section of the Zodiac circle is based off of a constellation that the sun passes through, but those constellations don't actually line up in the circle. They're all, like, weird shapes and sizes, so it just doesn't even work. But when they came up with this, there's no way they could have known that. Because I think going off of, like, your thought with, like, telescopes and stuff, like, they had telescopes, but I don't think they were good enough to, like, tell that the constellations didn't line up in a perfect circle with 30 degrees between them in a perfect, like, 12-slice pie. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And another thing is that the sun passes through, I think it's Ophicus? It's a constellation, Ophiucus. It's a constellation that the sun passes through on a pretty regular basis, and that constellation is just outside of the Zodiac. It's just not even in there. So if the Zodiac was created on the thought that the sun travels in a circle, oops, just slapped my microphone. If it's based off the fact that the sun travels in a circle through all of the Zodiac constellations, that straight up just does not work. That's just not how it goes. But it's fine. We're going to pretend that it does and move on. Fun Zodiac alert. The facts... not even close. The Greeks referred to the Zodiac as the circle of animals because the constellations through which the path of the sun passes... or they thought it passed through, represents different animals. Now, this high key confused me. I don't know if it represented animals at another point in time, because when I was looking up the Zodiacs, it was like the archer and the like things that weren't animals. And I was like, so what does this mean? So I don't really, if anyone has any information and would like to share, I'm intrigued. So I will not be discussing the animals because I'm a little confused. I don't really get it. Anyway, so, like, what does it boil down to? What does your zodiac sign mean? Why don't you take a guess, Sammy? What do you think your zodiac sign means?
My zodiac sign is a Libra. So...
Sammy owns Libra. Anyone else who's a Libra? No, you're not.
Yeah.
Go be a Virgo or something.
I've been pretty good at, like, balancing things for my life. So, you know...
So you think your zodiac sign is determined by how good at something you are?
Well, it's a scale. That's the sign. And I'm good at balance. Not, like, real balancing, but, like...
Yeah, I've seen you do yoga before.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So...
So that's what you, that's your final guess?
I mean, I guess it's, like, on the day I was born, the stars were aligned in a certain area of the sky... And there were moons at certain positions. And space.
And space. Okay, well, the worst part of that is, like, you were getting somewhere and then you got there. Basically, your zodiac sign is determined by the dates in which the sun passes through the various sections of the zodiac circle.
Oh.
So it takes about... a month, hence why zodiac signs are about a month, but they're not like March 1st to April 1st. It's like in the middle. So I'm going to tell you guys the signs and the respective dates, and then that's going to wrap up the first episode. Well, this is not the first episode of anything, but it's going to wrap up the first chunk of what the heck is astrology. We're going to have a good foundation at the end of this. So, starting from the order that I see everywhere, I don't know why, but it starts with Aries, March 21st to April 19th. Don't know why it starts in March. Didn't bother to look it up. Could I have? Probably did I? No. I'm an Aries, so maybe that's why. Because it's the best sign, and all the cool people are Arieses.
And what is it?
What do you mean?
Like, I'm a scale. What are you?
Your animal is the scale. I want to... I don't know. Hold on. Aries animal. Sorry, guys. This episode is all over the place. I'm having a lot of fun, though. It's the ram.
Oh, with the horns that, like, swirl?
Yeah. It's because I like to hit things. None of that is true. Anyway, next up is Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. Then we have Gemini, May 21st to June 21st. Then we have Cancer, June 22nd to July 22nd. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd. Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd. Libra, Sammy, September 23rd to October 23rd. Shout out to all the scale people. I don't get that. Scorpio, October 24th to November 21st. Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st. Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th. And Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. And that is all the zodiac signs.
That was a lot.
There's a lot going on there. So that's your foundation. Very basic stuff. I think next time I kind of want to go into like what the moon and rising, I think it is. Like how everyone has three. And like, I don't know, we can talk about like birth charts and stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe kind of cool. So
people have asked me like they expect me to know.
So maybe next time we'll figure out what our birth charts are and we'll go over them and we'll talk about them.
Okay.
So that was the first installation of What the Heck is Astrology? And if anyone has any astrology questions they want me to answer, if you email them, offbeatworm@gmail.com, I will Google them and tell you what the answer is.
I praise you for that.
Don't Google it yourself, though. I want to Google it and tell you and pretend I know what I'm talking about.
I think it's really fascinating that that whole segment was supposed to be about the signs or
Well, I had to zodiacs, talk about like where they come from.
But I learned more about the sun.
Well, Sammy, that's your fault for not knowing about the sun.
Yeah, I guess
maybe you should have paid attention.
I know. After all of those Cosmos episodes,
you watched Neil deGrasse Tyson is literally screaming, crying, throwing up right now.
I know. It's
Sammy.
A little
you are the reason that at this very moment Neil deGrasse Tyson is projectile vomiting. How does that make you feel?
It hurts. I'm not going to lie.
You know who's in more pain? Neil deGrasse Tyson. You know why? Because he's literally screaming and crying and throwing up so hard. Mm. Anyway. Well, I'm sorry, Neil. Well, I'm not sorry. I have nothing to be sorry for. Sammy is sorry, Neil.
Yeah. There's another thing I should probably apologize for that was misinformation on my part.
What did you do? Oh! only the OGs are gonna know this
at
one.
At one point, I might have said that I went to a Wiggles concert.
I'm pretty sure that was also literally like in a game of two truths and a lie. And you said it was like a truth and it was lit.
I have recently been informed by my parents I never went to a Wiggles concert.
Like, literally, it was a game of two truths and a lie. And one of the truths, quote unquote, truths, was that you literally went to a Wiggles concert.
Yeah.
And
you literally
did it.
I think I was just so, I so badly wanted to have thought that I had gone that, like, I truly believed that I had gone to a Wiggles concert.
You weren't even trying to lie. No. Which is so funny. Like, you genuinely thought you did, and you just straight up never did.
However, my dad did confirm that we didn't go to a Wiggles concert. I must have been thinking about the Dora on Ice.
Very similar. Very easy to get.
Actually,
mixed up.
I don't even know if it was on ice. I cried the whole
it
time
probably
because
was
I hated
on ice.
It.
I don't know what else they would do with Dora. But like, how do you get those things mixed up?
I don't know. I was four.
Big scary shape guys or Dora?
Dora was incredibly terrifying.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I would actually.
She was
never
nothing like
see
she
that.
Was on the TV screen.
I could picture that. It's like how they're doing like a Peppa Pig live show now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not sure if it's on ice or like on normal ground.
No.
But
nope.
I think we should see it.
Okay.
Can we actually?
Yeah.
Yes.
How do they, like, I'm pretty sure Dora, now I can't even trust myself, but I'm pretty sure she was real and Boots was just not.
So, oh, like.
So.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, it's not on ice, but it is a live show.
Dora or Peppa?
Peppa.
Oh.
It's on May 1st. It's a Sunday.
We're going.
I think we should go.
Yeah.
I think we should go.
I completely agree. Mm-hmm. We're going.
It's the weekend before prom. What a week that's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Within the span of 5 days, we're going to
Can
see.
Can we actually? I think we should get a group.
I think we should get a group together and we should all pitch in and get a limo.
Oh, my God. That would
Can
be
we
awesome.
All wear our prom dresses?
to Peppa Pig Live?
I'm not kidding. Sammy, when I tell you, I'm so unbelievably serious.
All right. Well, speaking of serious, let's jump into our silly segment.
Because none of this has been silly at all. Does the Earth even rotate? Sorry.
I was never asking about the Earth. I'd Sorry. Like to clarify.
Okay, and I have a migraine, so my brain isn't working right now. Give me some leeway.
Okay, let's play.
Anyway.
Let's play Would You Rather.
I would rather go see Peppa Pig.
Same.
The answer is always going to be go see Peppa Pig.
Okay.
It's going to be scary.
Are you ready?
I don't know. I love this episode. Very fun. I would just like 10 out of 10 episode.
All right.
Quality content.
Would you rather eat crickets every day for breakfast or become the next adult who will always be recognized as a creepy children's show host?
Okay, well, here's the thing, right? As much as people don't want to admit this, myself included, bugs are the food of the future.
It's
Fuck
true.
Dippin' Dots. Bugs are the food of the future. I honestly think we're going to be eating crickets on the daily sooner than we think. And I don't want people to think I'm creepy. So, like, I mean, how many crickets would I have to eat?
I mean, like, that would be your breakfast every day. Just crickets.
I don't even
you
really,
could
like,
season
eat
them.
Breakfast.
Like, go for it. Season
Can
them.
I, like, mix them with other things?
You could even,
like, could I put them, like, in a breakfast burrito? Like, some, like, cheese and hot sauce?
They have to be, like, the main part of the meal. So it can't just be, like, oh, I'll just sprinkle some cricket on that. No, it's
yeah,
got to be,
like
would
if
you
I,
like some milk with your bowl
like
of crickets?
Like, if I made an omelet with, like, you know how you can, like, get an omelet with, like, bacon in it? If it's, like, an omelet with, like, full-ass crickets in it, does that count?
Maybe. If it's, like, you know how you go to Chipotle and it's, like, pick your main blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, how it's, like, chicken, steak, vegetables.
Yeah.
It would be, like, crickets. They'd be, like, the big kahuna of the meal. But only for breakfast?
Only for breakfast.
Definitely the crickets.
Okay.
Also, I feel like after a while, you get used to it. It wouldn't be as weird after a while.
I don't mean, like, creepy children's show, but do you remember, like, oh, what was the one? It was a youngish girl with, like, bright pink hair and her dad who was, like, wearing
Lazy
a blue
Town?
Suit. Maybe.
It definitely Lazy Town. That guy is not her dad, I don't think. Sporticus?
I don't know.
You, it's Lazy Town for sure. That's, like, not, there's no host of that show, so I don't really know where you're coming from with that one. But either way, my answer is still crickets.
Okay.
So, crickets.
Nice.
They're the food of the future.
Okay, this one is important to me.
Oh, God. I don't like when you do that, because then I get scared that I'm going to say the wrong thing.
Would you rather never again eat Oreos or never again shop at Trader Joe's?
Never again shop at Trader Joe's.
What?
I don't go to Trader Joe's that often.
You can get...
Also, like, here's the thing, right? There's not many things that can replace Oreos, right? They're a pretty, like, distinct thing.
They have
There's
them
a
at-
lot of things that can replace Trader Joe's.
Okay, it's
like,
fine.
Like Shaw's.
No.
And it's, like, a one
no.
minute drive.
No.
Okay, here's the thing. I love Trader Joe's. I'm happy to keep going to Trader Joe's. But if I have to pick between Trader Joe's and Oreos, love the rhyme.
Ugh, all right.
Also, there's not a Trader Joe's anywhere near my college, and you know what there is? A grocery store that sells Oreos. So,
I actually had to make sure and look if there was a Trader Joe's near
You know what's also incredibly upsetting is the fact that this nearest Starbucks to my college is literally over half an hour away.
No.
But I'm going to have a car, so I'm literally going to probably go like once a week as like a treat to myself. Make the hour-long round trip drive to go to Starbucks.
All right. My next question is, if you were on like a game show, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, congratulations, you've won $1 million in pennies. Would you take that? By the way, you have to transfer it yourself. So like,
okay.
you have to fill your car with bags and bags of pennies.
Yeah.
So would you rather win $1 million in pennies or $10 in cash?
Here's what I would do. And here's what I would do.
Here's the thing, though, okay? You can't translate those pennies to be, like, dollars. They're pennies for the rest. Like, you can't...
Forever and ever and ever? By can't translate them, do you mean, like...
Like, if you want to use them, you have to use the pennies.
Like, okay, so here's what I would do, right? I would find someone who has something I want. Maybe, like... a car, or like a tiny house, or like a snake or something. Maybe not a car, but like someone that has something that I want that's like only worth like a $5,000, right?
Okay.
Like a moped.
Sure.
I find someone who has a moped that's valued significantly under $10,000, and I say, I will give you $1 million. So I would be like, okay, I would keep some of it. But I would be like, okay, I would take five. Okay, here's what I would do. I retract my previous statement. I thought it was $1,000. It's $1 million. I would take 500 of the $1 million. 500,000 of the $1 million. Mm-hmm. And I would dedicate 100,000 of those dollars to finding 100 people who could each take 10,000? Yes.
Sure.
100 people, I think. No, 10 people. I don't know. I would divide it up into a dividend of 10.
100 people with 10,000. 10 people with 100,000.
So 100 people with $10,000 each.
Yes.
Yes. No. Yes. That doesn't work out right.
If you have $1 million divided by 100 is 10,000.
Yeah, but I only want $500,000. So it would be...
So
I would divide it up among 10 people, and I would give them each an equal dividend of $100,000 to transport my pennies and their pennies into a giant swimming pool. The swimming pool will come in later. This is technically the second step. But I would pay them each a lot of money in pennies so I can get rid of some of them anyway to move it. And it would be like a good amount of money. So that's good. And then with the other amount, I would find someone who wants to sell their multi-million dollar house, probably about someone who wants to sell their about $300,000 house. Sorry, not multi-million, multi-thousand. Someone who wants to sell their approximately $300,000 house. And I would basically say, like, I'll give you the money under the table. We don't have to get a realtor involved. We don't have to get, like, anything involved. Obviously, like, we'll do it legally, but, like, realtors are mad expensive. And I'll be like, I'll pay you under the table for this house, but I'm going to pay you in pennies. But they make a profit off of it, you know? It doesn't even have to be that nice of a house. I just, like, want to... I'm going to have $400,000 in pennies still anyway. The only thing is that the house has to have an indoor pool that I can put my pennies in. So... in sum... $100 million in pennies? No, $1 million in pennies. That was really difficult for me, but I got through it.
If I had the choice of making a sculpture, I'd make a sculpture out of the pennies. If not, I'm taking the $10.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have no, I want the million. Continue.
All right. That took way too long. Then
whatever. It was fun.
Would you rather... this one's kind of lame, but would you rather bathe a goat or take the park test again?
Take the park test again.
Bay of the goat.
No.
Yes.
Goats smell weird. And the park test, do I have to do well on the park test?
I don't know. I don't care.
I just take the park test and like draw an egg on it like I did with my AP exam. It was like kind of fun. It was kind of therapeutic.
All right. Would you rather live in an RV for life or never drive again?
If I live in an RV, can I also have a car?
Sure.
Then the RV. I like driving so much. I don't want to live in an RV, but I really like driving. So RV.
All right.
But only if I can have my Kia Soul.
Would you rather never be able to pronounce the word?
Can you pronounce it?
I'm thinking of a word. Because the one I wrote down you never use. Automotive. Who needs automotive?
I don't.
Would you rather never be able to say the word?
What's a word I say often?
What is a word you say often?
I say hot a lot.
Okay. Would you rather never be able to say the word hot again or end the existence of cherry pie?
Oh, end the existence of cherry pie.
Yeah, me too.
Pie is disgusting. I don't even like pie. Okay. I love the word hot.
Would you rather be able to speak every language or be able to talk to ghosts?
Be able to speak every language. I'm scared of ghosts.
I mean,
okay. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want them in my business.
What if?
Have you seen Paranorman? That movie's scary.
What if we change the ghost part and say, talk to animals?
I still want whatever the first one was. I don't even remember, and I still want that one.
Okay.
What was the first one?
Speak every language.
Yeah, speak every. I could be like, speak in other languages and stuff. Plus, it makes you mad employable.
Would you rather be? This is my last one.
Okay.
But would you rather be able to see everything? Or would you rather be able to hear everything? And that means even the stuff you don't want to see and hear.
What do you mean by, like, see everything, though? Like, how does that work logistically?
Like, everything ever.
Like, you're just always seeing stuff?
You're always seeing stuff.
I think I would pick that because, like, I mean, obviously there's stuff you don't want to see. But, like, there's also stuff that you would see that even if you maybe don't want to see it, like, it would be helpful. Like, you could, like, see people committing crimes, and that make you mad valuable.
Mm.
And then the cop, I would be like, I saw Sammy commit vehicular manslaughter. And then, like,
what?
They would, I mean, obviously not you, but, like, you know what I mean? And then the cops would be like, it could, like, I could, like, profit off of that.
Oh, my God.
Or, like, I could, like, see people like cheating on their girlfriend, and I could be like, I could say like I'm a private investigator, but I'm not. I'm just like snooping on people's business.
Wow, I am scared for you to have power.
I'm not going to have a power. That's why it's okay.
Okay. But see, here's the thing. I feel like you would be the type to like stumble into power.
Interesting.
Do you disagree?
Yeah.
Like, one day you just are able to, like, use echolocation and you can't explain why.
Why would I use echolocation?
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm not a bat.
But, like, shoot bat? Lasers out of your eyes. I don't care.
That would hurt. No way that wouldn't, like, burn your cornea. That would hurt so bad. Like, ow. I don't want to shoot lasers
pew, pew.
Out of my eyes. No, the only superpower, if I could pick one superpower, I would choose to be able to fly. Because that would be sick.
Basic. Just kidding.
Yeah, I know it's basic, but it would be fun. Because, like, a lot of people are like, I want to be invisible so I can, like, snoop on people. Like, no.
Ew.
I don't want to be invisible. Because then you're, like, a ghost and ghosts are scary.
Well, I more importantly, you would never be able to be invisible because you are so...
I would, like, giggle all the time or something. Like, it would be bad. I don't want to be
your presence. Your presence can't be. Your presence can't be ignored.
Deadass. Who would want to ignore this presence? I'm the best presence ever. Okay. Well, that was a very fun episode.
It was.
I like the casual, like, hanging out vibe.
Mm.
It's a good time. 10 out of 10. Before we go, we have to do...
What?
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 Huh?
Hmm? What?
What? What was your favorite song this week, Sammy?
My favorite song this week was Yellow by Coldplay.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I feel like your songs are always like songs that I've heard before that I forgot about. And then I remember and I'm like, huh, I remember when I listened to that song. And it's cool. I like it. I'm trying to see. Mine is probably Get Sad, Spend Money by Desna. Nice. It's really good. And I relate to it a lot because I often spend money when I am sad. It's not good. But it's a thing I do, and now I have an anthem for it. So 10 out of 10.
Nice.
What's a TV show or movie you watched, Sammy?
I don't know that I did. Oh, so I'm not watching one, but I walked in on my sister and my mom watching The Gilmore Girls the other day, and I remembered how much I liked that show. At least the first season.
You haven't watched a single show in like 2 weeks?
No.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
What have you been doing with your life?
Like, I don't even know. Homework?
Yeah, I guess. That's valid. I watched.
Oh, I actually know. Sorry. College applications. That's what I've been doing.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about a TV show. You're not done applying to college?
I'm done applying. I just have to do the, I don't know. There's something wrong with everything.
That's always good.
Yeah.
Always very good. I watched Euphoria.
Yeah, I was told
don't watch Euphoria.
This morning that...
Sammy, do not watch Euphoria.
I'm too young for it.
You're not too young for it. You just not like it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good show. I think it's interesting. I think if I could go back in time and not watch it, I'd be okay with that. It's like I don't exactly love watching it, but I like can't not watch
okay,
it.
Okay, so is it like a good show with like...
It's very well done.
Okay.
The acting is very impressive. It's the subject matter. It's very hard.
Oh, you know, someone was talking about it in psychology because they were comparing it to the... Oedipus? No.
Oedipus?
Oedipus complex.
Yeah. There's a whole lot. It's a lot going on. So much drugs. So much other stuff. Very impressive show. The subject matter is just like...
What was that? The Canadian PSA? Drugs.
I don't remember any of the rest of it, but that one...
Gotta ask your mom. Gotta ask your dad.
Drugs. This is for you, Matt. Anyway. I also watched Hollywood. Very good show. 10 out of 10. Sammy walked in on me crying watching it just about an hour ago. Very emotional. 10 out of 10. Highly approve. Who is calling me?
I've decided that we're changing your word from hot to 10 out of 10 because I'm pretty sure you've said that.
I say that a lot.
All the time.
That's valid. Also valid is the thing I said.
Yeah.
That's valid. Anyway, I think that's it.
Yeah.
You can email us. We would love for you to email us, actually, offbeatworm@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram, offbeatworm. I don't know. That's it. I think that's it. I think that's the only thing you're allowed to do.
And appreciate.
Oh, yes. What are we going
to
appreciate?
Do you have anything you'd like to appreciate?
No.
Okay.
I was going to say I'd like to appreciate my migraine medication, but it's currently not working. So I like to not appreciate my migraine medication today.
I appreciate.
Oh, I do have one, actually.
Oh, go ahead.
Caffeine.
Okay.
Do I have a migraine because I've had too much caffeine? That's for me to know and you to make an educated guess about. I'm going to start using that phrase. I just came up with it and I really like it. That's for me to know and you to make an educated guess about. I'm going to say that in chemistry on Friday. I bet our teacher would like it.
Mm,
she would not
nope.
like it. That's why I'm going to say it. Anyway, well, Sammy, what do you think we should be appreciative of this week?
Music.
I love music.
It's a powerful thing.
It really is. Have you ever even listened to Get Sad, Spend Money? Powerful shit right there.
No, but I
Get
was...
Get sad, spend money.
In study today, and I was like, wow, music is great.
Music hits. Yeah. 10 out of 10.
And on that
thing,
note...
That game was hypothetical, because that would be really awkward. We need to stop.
Yeah.
We need to stop. Sometimes it's important to know when you need to stop, and we know that we need to stop. Wow. All right. Thank you guys so very much for
so much.
Bearing with us.
So much.
We appreciate it. I hope you had a good giggle today. And we'll catch you
on the offbeat.
10 out of 10.
Out of 10. Same brainwave. Hot. Bye.